Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. Seattle drivers have endured some spectacular traffic jams lately. Some of them have started with accidents. A big one was caused by an expansion joint cover on I-5. Last night's I-5 closure happened after a bizarre truck fire and shooting. Lisa Brooks will tell you all about that in our 7 o'clock newscast here in about 20 minutes. But the Kirkland-based traffic data company INRIX says commuting in Seattle is getting tougher every day with or without a major incident that sparks it. They found that Seattle drivers wasted 4 more hours in traffic last year than they did the year before, a 7% increase. KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph has been looking into the reasons why. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Don't we know why people are moving here? We're growing like crazy.
We are growing, and there are more jobs, and that's putting people on the road at rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
But from 2012 to 2013, we only saw average job growth of 3%, and here's traffic congestion up 7%. So something more must be going on.
Okay, so what's the something else?
There are a couple more ideas out there. One of them is Wile E. Coyote theory.
I like it so far.
This is an idea put forward by a UW professor named Mark Hallenbeck. He was trying to explain those mysterious traffic jams we get into where there's no accident and there's never any sign of why we're slowed.
Yes, those are hard on the soul.
I went to see Hallenbeck on Friday, and he explained that our roads network here is already carrying more cars than it was designed to handle. So it is operating at a level of use that is higher than theoretically possible. It's like we're violating the laws of gravity every day of the week.
And what happens is, in that condition, it's unstable. And when something happens, anything, that's the Wile E. Coyote theorem.
That's the Coyote theorem. So when Wile E. Coyote does this, he's out in midair, but he hasn't realized it yet, right? He's just hovering.
Yes, he's just hovering. The theory says that we're having our whole commute in that hovering state. We're not falling yet because somehow things are just still working for whatever reason.
Right.
But then something happens to disrupt. Wile E. Coyote looks down. The driver up ahead of us looks down at their cell phone and eases up on the gas, and the trouble starts.
And as soon as he looks down, he's done. Okay, and that's what happens, and the freeway goes to heck. And it can be because there are nude sunbathers sitting beside 520. It can be because there's a cop on the road. It can be because there are ramps dumping people into the freeway, and the freeway can't deal with that turbulence.
I get nude sunbathers being a slowdown. Look, I think we all do. But how is it that such a little variation in speed can create so much congestion?
The problem is that because the roads network is so overburdened, we're all following very close to one another now. So when one person slows, the other person brakes, and the person behind them brakes even harder, and it creates this cascade effect that can go on for such a long time that you can feel it hours later.
So you have an immediate bottleneck just because something happened. And so now the bottleneck becomes its own living entity. You're sitting there, and what happens is you're arriving at the point where 3 hours ago something happened, and that something happened is long gone.
So, Carolyn, are you saying we are permanently in Wile E. Coyote's endless cycle of futile disaster, or did this man give you any hope at all?
He does give some hope. He says that this is going to be a problem for our overburdened road networks for some time, but people are reacting to it. They're making life decisions that are changing. We're seeing that the flow to the suburbs has stopped. We're seeing that people are starting to return to the city to take up life here. And that means that they're not in their cars. They're more likely to be in public transit or walking, which is good news for everyone.
He says public transit and walking could bail us out of this Coyoteville?
It's part of what will help. But there's a whole lot of things that we're going to have to learn to live with, and some things that we have to throw money at, he says, if we're going to get it fixed.